If it ain't hooked up right, it won't work. You can be told all you want to, turn it on. But if it ain't hooked up right, it won't work. If it ain't hooked up right, and there's three things you've got to have in your life for it to be hooked up right. I ask you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians this morning, chapter number 4, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 4 through 7. And I'm going to talk to you this morning about the light that comes into our life and how that light will transform everything about you. If you don't have the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, living inside of you, I beg you, I beseech you this morning, brethren or sister, that you get to the altar and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says that we will know that we've been brought from death unto life because the light of our Lord and Savior will live inside of us. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 4. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 4, and whom the God of this world, you see that being a little g, that's talking about Satan, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. There it is. That it would shine on us, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine, there's that light again. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts. Hey, if you had the light shine in your heart, can I get an amen this morning? Oh, you'll know if the light shine in your heart. Oh, you'll know if that light's been, you'll know if that light's been there. Brother J.D., you'll know if that light's in you. You know, you'll know if that light's there. Said it has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Father God, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, this morning I pray that you take this old head cold that several of us got, and I pray you remove it in the name of Jesus this morning. Father God, there's some that are sick amongst us this morning also. Brother Jim Leeper, I'd ask you to touch his body in Tupelo, Mississippi. Lord God, I'd pray this morning you be with Madison Adams as she's down there in Florida doing what she has to do down there. Lord God, I'd ask you to sit down in this place. Lord, I'd pray when we leave, we won't be walking in the dark. Hey, but we'll be walking in the light. Father God, I don't know a lot, but I know this. I know that your light is shining inside of me. And Father, this week, I thank you for speaking to my heart. Lord God, I thank you for making my heart broken this week. Lord God, I thank you this morning that we can open an old-timey Bible. Hey, and we can hear straight from you this morning. Lord God, if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl that are lost and going to a devil's hell, I pray this morning you snatch them out, Father. Lord God, I pray you put them under Holy Ghost conviction. Father God, I pray this morning you'd reach down from heaven, hey, and you'd have your way. Father God, I love you and I thank you, and I thank you for the cross. I thank you for Calvary, Father. I thank you for that blood that ran down Calvary's cross. Father God, when it touched my heart, it saved me, Father. Lord God, it didn't take all of it. All it took, hey, it was just a little drop. And I thank you for it. Father God, this morning, who don't know it is to be blood-bought born again, I pray they be saved before it's eternally too late. Lord God, I pray for the Christian right now that's on the battle line, and oh, Satan's coming against them, and oh, Satan's coming against their family, and oh, Satan won't do nothing but rear his old head up. I pray this morning that we pour so much blood of Jesus on Satan this morning that he'd have to flee. Father God, I don't have strength to fight him, but I know you do. So this morning, I pray that when we walk out of this place, that your light be shining inside of us. Father, I love you and I thank you. Oh God, I thank you that I can pray to you. Oh, glory to God. I thank you that you're in the house. Lord, I thank you that you're in my heart. Lord, I thank you that you're in my home. Lord God, that my wife's saved. Lord, that my daughter's saved. Lord, that's something to not to take for granted. Oh, that's something to shout from the mountaintops. Lord, I thank you this morning that you saved my soul. I ask it in Jesus' name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Shine the light. Shine the light. And I'm just gonna give it to you this morning. Shine the light. God in the beginning said, let there be light, and the darkness had to flee. That's the same way spiritually when he saves a person. You know, when he saves an individual and they come under conviction and the Holy Ghost gets on them and they give their life to Jesus and the blood of Jesus gets on them, immediately that darkness has to flee and the light comes alive inside of their life. As we read this morning, I want to look at three areas. How does God shine the light in your heart this morning? How does God shine that light in your heart this morning? Friends, I want you to get this morning, and I want you to take this to the bank. Every time, oh, Satan tries to rear his head up, I want you to know this morning, you rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I know you probably get tired of hearing me talk about Jesus, but as long as there's breath in these lungs, I'm going to talk about Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hey, I'm going to pray Jesus over this place. I'm going to pray Jesus over my family. I'm going to pray Jesus over my life. I don't know about you, but he's come to bless you. He's come to give you what you don't have, and that's life. And more abundantly. But as we look into the Word of God this morning, he says, as we read here in verse number 6, it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness," he said, "has shined in our hearts." Friends, this morning, he is shining in your heart this morning. And if it's been shined in your heart, it ought to be on your face. Can I get an amen? Hey, when they shined that light and it was in my face, you said, "Preacher, you're going to use that light all morning." Friends, it spoke to me all week. It started on Monday morning and it went all the way to Friday. Hey, you know what I did when I got up, though, and I got out of that bed? I went over there and I took them light switches and I cut on the big light. Can I get an amen? Hey, friends, I want you to know, when God showed up in my life, I don't want him to use a flashlight. I'm glad that he showed up and he used the sun to shine in my life. I'm glad this morning that he used the S-O-N. Hey, he shined all over me. And this morning, number one thing I see, how he shines that light in our life. If you look in verse number 6, he shines it by the face of Jesus Christ. Friends, this morning by his son, Jesus Christ, he shines that light in us. John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." Hey, can I say to you this morning, don't you ever get over that God gave. I want you to know, hey, he gave his son. This morning I want you to know, it wasn't just some ordinary son. It wasn't just some son out there, hey, but it was his only son. It was his priceless son. He didn't have no other son. He didn't have nowhere else to go. He sent the only begotten to shine in your face and to shine on my life. Friends, this morning he sent the priceless son. Hey, but as I read the text, he said, "For God so loved the world." He didn't only send the priceless son. Hey, but he sent the perfect son. Hey, he didn't have a blemish. He didn't have a spot. He didn't have nothing wrong with him. When he come, he was the Lamb of God. Hey, John said in John 1:29, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." This morning, if you're walking in darkness, there's only one thing that'll wash your sins away, and that's the blood of Jesus. It'll wash it away. It'll make the vilest sinner clean. You say, "Preacher, they too far gone." Hey, when they meet Jesus, it's just a turnaround in their life. They're not too far gone. They're on the home stretch then. When you meet Jesus, he said, by his son Jesus, he shines that light into our heart. That son is priceless. That son is perfect. Hey, but I realized something this week. That son will penetrate the most darkest sinner there is. Friends, that son, it'll penetrate. You get out there in the S-U-N, Brother Brent, and you can be a tough man. Hey, you can be a bad man. And you can get out there and you can't very long. You'll melt down in that sun. That sun will get blinding on you. That sun will get melting you. And you know what the S-U-N will do? You stay in it very long. It won't be long. It'll melt you down. Hey, friends, I'd say Union Chapel Baptist Church, we need to stay with the S-O-N. I don't know about you, but I want him to melt me down. Hey, I want that light to shine in my heart. I want that light to shine on my face. I want that light to shine wherever I go. I don't want to walk in darkness. I want to walk in the light. Amen. Oh, he says this morning, if you'll look with me in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 5, he said, you'll know if that light is shining in your heart. I hear people all the time say, I don't know if I'm saved or not. Oh, friends, you'll know if you're saved. You'll know if that light's shining in your life. Hey, when a big old God like that comes and lives inside somebody little like me, hey, I know when he come in. Amen. I know when he come in, when the light shined by his son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, 5, the Bible says that this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. Boy, if that don't get you fired up, I don't know what will. This is what we've heard and declared, that God is light. Man, he's light. There's no darkness in him. That God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Friends, this morning, he says in 2 Corinthians 4 that he sent the face of his son Jesus. By his son, we have the light in our life. By his son, we have the light in our life. Oh, but I seen something else when I read it. Not only by his son does Jesus Christ shine light, but by his spirit, the light shines in our life. Not only by the Son, but by His Spirit. And Jesus said, if I don't go, the Comforter can't come. And that Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit, it comforts us. Friends, I want you to know there's one baptism this morning, and that baptism is when a man's been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. We go through the scriptural baptism. We go through this water. You say, preacher, I'm waiting on something else. I want to be filled up. Can I say to you this morning, when you get Jesus Christ, you get the mother lode. Hey, you ain't got to wait on nothing else. When you get Jesus, you get the mother lode. He said, down on you. He gives you what you need. When you call on him, he gives you what you need. Oh man, amen that. If you ain't got what you need, you need to get with Jesus. Amen. If you ain't got what you need, get with Jesus. If you ain't happy being here, get with Jesus. He'll make you happy. Amen. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. He says by his son Jesus Christ, he lets that light shine in our heart. But by his spirit, he lets that light shine in our heart. Turn with me to Romans, if you will, chapter number 8 this morning. I want to show you in verse number 9 this morning through 11 how not only by his son Jesus Christ, he lets that light shine through. This morning, if you're in darkness and you say, I don't know which way to turn, turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. When the Holy Spirit leads you to do something, let the Spirit follow you. He says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 9, he says, not only by his son, but by his spirit, he lets that light shine. Let me tell you this. A lost man don't want to be around a saved man. Lost man don't want to be around a saved man because the spirit, I say. The spirit. It'll convict him. It'll bother him. It'll mess him up. It'll change what he's doing, and it'll convict him. When that light is coming through a man, he's been in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that spirit lives inside of him, it'll mess another man up. I've seen church people, they didn't want to be around another church people because the Spirit of God would be on an individual. You know the most miserable person that you'll ever meet in your life is a man or woman of God that's not in the will of God. When a man or woman's not in the will of God, they're the most miserable you'll ever see in their life. You can go up to them, start talking Jesus, and they'll start talking something totally different. They don't want to hear it. You start talking about sin, they want to talk about something else. You get over there talking about the light, how he showed you something and how he's miraculously showed you something and how good he's been to you. And they'll say, yeah, that's right. And they'll change the subject. He said when that son and that spirit comes in that individual's life, there's a change. Romans 8, 9 says that spirit that lives in you and that spirit that lives in me. Let me show you this in the text. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 9, the Bible says, Romans 8, 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of these. Look what he says in verse number 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Verse number 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, that that spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if you're born again, lives inside of you. You can't get no more power than that. If it'll raise a dead man, it'll raise a dead Baptist. Can I get an amen? You can say that because that's what we are. Not dead, but Baptist. He said, if that same spirit lives in you that raised Jesus from the dead, it'll also quicken your mortal body. I sat over there. I said, I don't feel good. I'm tired. You ever been tired when you went to church? Get about halfway through it and something come alive. You said, what is that, preacher? Emotionalism? Man, I can't get emotional enough to feel good. Can't get amen? But you let that spirit that raised Jesus come inside of you, and you let that spirit revive. I want you to know he says this, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That spirit is a dwelling spirit. It dwells in a believer. But not only is it dwelling, but I want you to know it is a living spirit. That living spirit has feelings. That Holy Ghost has feelings. Hey, you can suppress it. You can quench it. You can water it down. Friends, I want you to know in your life that Holy Spirit has feelings. Watch out how you treat him. You know, the day we live in, we treat people any way we want to. If they look like us, we treat them good. If they live like we think they should live, they're in our clique. Come on, boys. I'll tell you what. You living like, yeah, you come on, you be with me because you're doing what I want you to do. But you know, everybody ain't going to do what you want them to do. What do I do, preacher, when they don't act like me? What do I do, preacher, when they don't look like me? What do I do, preacher, when they don't do what I think they should do and I think what they're doing is a sin? What should I do? You just love them like Jesus. Because what they're living in ain't none of my business. What they're doing ain't none of my business. My business is this. Here he says this. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. We have a tendency, though, when that spirit in our life don't line up with another man's spirit, we'll judge him in a way that's not according to the Word of God. Friends, this morning, as long as your sin lines up with my sin, I have patience with you. But when my sin don't line up with your sins, I don't have much patience. But he says in the Word of God, if we want that light to shine through, number one, we must let the sun shine in our life. Number two, we must let the Spirit shine in our life. 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. If you're going to let that light shine through your life, it's going to be because the Lord. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. There's freedom. There is freedom. Man, I want you to be so free this morning. Man, I want you to be free. The drug addict, I want him to be free. The alcoholic, I want him to be free. The one that's caught up in things that's not right, I want him to get free from that. Don't live under that yoke of bondage. Friends, this morning, don't live under that. You can be free. So how am I going to be free? Let the Son come in you. Let the Spirit come in. Oh, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I tell this all the time. Crystal meth is in my past. Hello, but it ain't in my future. Because I'm free, free, free. But I can't get away from it, preacher. I can't get away from things that bind me down. You don't know what Saturday night's like. You don't know what Friday night's like, preacher. You don't know whatever day's like. I'm living in something that's just destroying me. And as I looked this week and I looked all around the rooms, there was men laying on bunks. I didn't go in the women's room. I'm sure they was too, not taking nothing from women. Not taking nothing from women. But as I looked around that room, everybody had a flashlight, some kind of light, and they was looking. And they was trying to find, I seen where the sun, I seen the Spirit brings light. And I looked around, Brother J.D., and everybody had something in common. Not only did they have a light, not only the sun, the Spirit. As I looked around them beds, there's a bunch of swords laying everywhere. Swords, the Bible, the Word of God. They was laying on everybody's bunks. And at night when the lights went off, they'd read that word with that light. Folks, this morning I believe the reason we don't let God shine in our life the way we should is not because the sun's not come in. I'd say that a saved man cannot let God do what he needs him to do in his life. I believe a man that has the Spirit of God living in him. That's why he said, quench not the Spirit, because we can do that as well. But I believe the greatest need of the hour, when a man gets saved and gets filled with the Spirit of God when he gets saved, is that he takes his sword and he reads that sword every day. He studies that scripture every day. There's light in that scripture. There's words in that scripture. Brother J.D., I don't know what I'm going to do. Can you give me advice? It won't be no good. I look to my friends. Friends, I don't know what I'm going to do. I talk with them more than I talk with my friends more than I talk with my father. Friends will give you opinion. Word of God will give you a fact. Friends will tell you ain't nothing. Hey, you ain't done nothing wrong. It's okay living that way. Word of God says repent. We want to look to the world instead of looking at the word. This week I seen over 20-something men laying in them bunks with that light, searching them scriptures, hiding them in their hearts. That word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. That tells me if I don't hide the word in my heart, sin will abound. This morning I'm telling you as the pastor of this church, if we're going to be what God's called us to be, we got to let this word shine through our life like never before. We not only do we got to read it, but we got to apply it. And we got to let God move in a mighty way. And I want to show you this morning before we go any further and close out. He says, if you'll turn with me, if you will, right quick, by the sword, the word of God, Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 17. We're talking about the full armor of God to let the light shine. Hey, we got the armor, we got the breastplate, we've shod our feet, we've done all we can do. We took on the helmet of salvation, and we've come to that point. You say, preacher, what do I need to do now? Read the word of God, study the word of God, let that light shine through you in a mighty way. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 17, by his sword. And he says in verse number 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know why we're getting defeated? It's because we ain't got our sword. Huh. That's old timey, preacher. I got it this week, though. Read it all my life. Read it all the time. So why I keep getting defeated? Why I keep letting Satan win? He said, you ain't toting your sword. You ain't toting your sword. You got it in your hand, but you ain't got it in your heart. You got it in your head, but you need it in your heart. Let me give you this, what a sword will do. A sword will cut the way. When everybody tells you that you can do that and you'll still go to heaven, everything's going to be okay, read your word and see what it says. When the world tells you you hold a grudge, hey, that you deserve you. Hey, look, you deserve to treat them that way. You know how bad they've been to you. You deserve to get even. But read the word. How often times should I forgive them? 70 times 7. Preacher, they got a splinter in their eye. Go get it out for them. Bible says you better look on your own before you go to somebody else's. You see, the world says get even. The Bible says love them. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is we need to learn a rule book. We need to learn a playbook. Make sure this morning we let our light shine. We do that by the word of God. That word will cut the way. That word will correct the way. And that word will light the way. Psalms 119, 105, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 10, 17, you said, preacher, you think the Bible is that important? It's the most important thing in your life. This is Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Holy Ghost, all wrapped up in one, and the Godhead speaking to you when you open it up. Oh, glory to God. It's all wrapped up in one. Most of us got 15 or 20 in the house. And we still got to ask Facebook and Google how to get things done in our life. And he says right here, he says, thy word is a lamp. It'll guide you. I see when a lamp won't look way out there. A lamp will get me right here. It's a lamp under my feet and a light. A light. A lamp does this. It shows me what right here. But that light gets me on out there. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know as long as I let the light go before me, I know who's going to hold it. He says here, let me give you this, in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 17, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, if you want to hear from God, you're going to have to read the word of God. Will he speak to me any other way, preacher? I'm not going to say he ain't, but I'm going to tell you, you'll understand it a whole lot better when you hear it from here. When it ain't misinterpreted and ain't misread, but it's right where it needs to be. This morning I heard a story, and this will be a true story. Young man got locked up and put in jail. And stayed 6 months, and he called his mom. And he said, Mom, I'm in a dark place. I need to get out. They don't let me have much freedom, not much light time. They keep me locked down in solitary. I need out. Said, I need $500. Will you please send me $500? I need out. Mom got the note, took a Bible and sent it to her son, the Word of God, and said, if you want out, read your Bible. It'll get you out. Said he got his Bible, talking about the light shining, slung it in the corner. Can't believe a mama sent me a Bible when all it needs is $500. 6 months rolled on, turned into a year, and he finally got out. When he went to where his mom was, his mom went to where he was, he wouldn't have nothing to do with her. Said, when I needed you, you didn't even help me. You sent me a Bible. Sent me just an old Bible. She said, son, did you read your Bible? Yes, Mama, I read that thing. Didn't do me a bit of good. She said, son, you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You ain't read a word of it. Mama, don't you call me a liar. I've read it. You ain't read a word. She said in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was a $100 bill. In Jeremiah 1:5, I formed thee, was a $100 bill. In Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, was a $100 bill. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, was a $100 bill. And she said, I stuck that last $100 bill at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. She said, if you'd have read the Bible, you wouldn't have to stay in darkness as long as you did. This morning, as your pastor, I'm trying to tell you, if you'll read the word of God, you won't stay in the darkness as long as you're staying right now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why God's gave me this, but my desire, my heart's desire is this church not walk in darkness, but that we walk in the light. This morning, if there's darkness in your life, get to the light. Get to the sun. Let the Spirit stir you. And get in the Word of God. This morning, I ask you a question. How much longer will you allow darkness to remain in your life? How much longer? He said, preacher, I've been in it for 6 months. If you don't get in the word, you'll be in it six more. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let your light shine. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, just want to say how good it's been this morning just to know that that light shines in darkness. Lord, that light will shine even when we're lying and show us the truth. The young man told his mama, I've read the book. Father, she knew he hadn't read the book. Father, this morning we're getting tripped up with trials in our life because we ain't reading the book and understanding that greater is you that is in us than old Satan that's in the world. Father, this morning we must be sober and be vigilant because we got an adversary. It's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And Lord, I'd pray this morning we walk out of this place We can say we're in the light because you are the light. Father, I love you and I thank you. Whoever it is there sitting there saying, I need to get in the light. I need to quit walking in darkness. I pray this morning. They just wouldn't go to the altar and kneel down, but they'd grab one of these preachers on front by the hand. Grab me by the hand. Let us show them in the old-timey Bible, in the King James Bible. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, you just do what you want to do, and we'll be pleased with it. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.